Good morning.
Good morning.
She's not lying when she says I try to get out of it every time. I mean, literally, though, till the last moment, they ask me, when I come in, are you going to preach? And I'm like, nope, but I'm here. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Thank you. I don't usually do this, but I love my husband because I usually have to borrow Ashley's iPad every time I preach. And this is what I got for Mother's Day. Oh, yes, it's gorgeous. No, I'm just kidding. And it has a case on it, so I don't break it. For Mother's Day, I wanted to, I know that you guys have that amazing photo op outside. Ashley does such an amazing job. But I am going to offer one of you ladies a free pedicure with your one and only moi. So, if you want a free pedicure, write on your connection card, and I usually get those, so I will randomly have my children in a mess, just pick out a name, and you will get to have a pedicure with me. Probably a win for you, a win for me, you know, whatever. You have to listen to me for an hour, so anyways. So make sure you put that on there, because I would love to spend time with somebody in this room, whoever it is, non-male and non-child. So if you want to open up your Bibles or open up your app to John 5, it'll be also up on the screen. It should be, maybe not, I don't know. And we're going to be John 5, 1 through 9. So I'll give you a couple seconds. Just have to warn you, it has nothing to do with Mother's Day. I'm very sorry. All right. So the healing at the pool. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. I absolutely love this little passage. There's more to it that are great too, but this one little passage has so much information, and oh, I just can't wait to dig into it. It's so great. And so I chose this for this week because we're doing transparency, and last week we talked about transparency with God, and today is transparency with ourselves. And like I said, this has nothing to do with Mother's Day, and it's probably a lot less light than what we would like on Mother's Day, but I really felt like God was pulling towards that because it is so very important. So what we're going to look at is Jesus helps us to be transparent with ourselves. And we're going to answer the question. And why this is so important is because we can't be truly transparent until we face ourselves. And that's a hard pill to swallow, if you think about it. Being transparent with ourselves, I feel like, is one of the hardest things. And so the question we're going to answer is, how does he help us be transparent with ourselves? The first point is, Jesus sees us even when we can't see ourselves. Jesus sees us even when we can't see ourselves. We see that in the verse 6 when he literally just realizes the man. He just sees him. Now, this place was famous. This was the house, the pool of Bethesda. I always want to say something different, so I have to really think about it when I say it. It's the house of mercy. And so people came because it had this stigma to it. And so if you're wondering, it's like thousands of people are in this one area. Thousands. And Jesus sees him. Now, what was so special about this guy? He was the one of thousands. So it just was so amazing to me that even though there's thousands of people, Jesus sees you. So this man was laying here for 38 years. I just want to kind of give you a picture of that because I don't think we truly see what that actually means. And so you know how like when it says viewer discretion is advised, it might be one of those moments. I don't know if a lot of you have been in the medical field, but if you've ever been in the medical field and dealt with wounds that are there for a long time, bed sores, they are highly stinky, very gross. It's just one of those things that is not pretty. It's not something that was like, oh, he was lying there in his glory, like perfect tan skin, just like getting in the sun, waiting to maybe roll over into the pool, I don't know. No, he'd been laying there for 38 years, so just imagine what he looked like, just gross, and in his glory, just a mess. To me, that's so profound because here he is in his darkest of hours, darkest of times for 38 years, looking a hot mess. And Jesus sees right past that into who he truly is, the beauty inside. Because this man was in the same routine, in the same mess, lying in the same place, holding on to some glimpse of hope that he can one day maybe inch himself into that pool. It's interesting because when he sees us, I think sometimes we don't realize that he sees us. And I remember he's seen me many times, but the one most distinct time is I was actually going to church, and I went every Sunday, and I was going to Bible study every Wednesday, but yet I was still living my best life on Saturday and Friday. I think sometimes we think that this man and these people, when Jesus sees us, it's before we come to him, and what I realized is that no, it's also to afterwards. It's an ongoing thing. He still sees us. He saw me. I was doing X, Y, and Z. But I was still living with my wounds and lying in the same spot I was prior. And when it wasn't until I fully realized that Jesus was looking at me, it's almost like one of those moments where like people like look into your soul, you know, like it's like, why are you staring at me? It's like one of those things, it's like, oh, I get it. So I just want to ask, where is Jesus seeing you in this moment? Today? Are you living two lives? Have you just been lying in the same place for years? Where is Jesus seeing you in this moment? Jesus is wanting to show you who you are, not where you're at. He sees you when you can't see yourself, when you think you've gone so far and the fog hasn't lifted. The next part is Jesus then helps us see ourselves. What? That's an ugly sight sometimes, right? So he sees us when we can't see ourselves, and then he helps us see ourselves, which is the scariest part. Because who likes to really truly see ourselves and own it? We see this in a gentle but pointed way when Jesus asks the man, do you want to get well? Now, I love the New Living Translation, but I also wanted to tell you a couple other translations because it shows you how gentle and the loving kindness Jesus has, but also the directness that he has as well. He says, would you like to get well in the Passion Passion Translation. Sorry, isn't that? And then, do you truly long to be healed? That one is the Passion one. That one actually is my favorite out of all of them, and I usually say that the Message is my favorite, but this time it wasn't. It was the Passion. Do you truly long to be healed? Jesus is basically calling you out and calling me out. I mean, I'm not pointing it at you, but like, he's calling us out in a loving, direct way. He's looking at this man who's been laying there for 38 years, who couldn't just like inch his way to the pool, like couldn't like just try to like stick his finger out. It doesn't say submerge yourself. Just says like he has to just like touch it, and he couldn't do it. I feel like that a lot of the time, which is interesting. Because you feel like you have it all together, and then it's like, oh, nope, I'm still trying to figure out another way. Jesus wasn't looking for a yes or no answer. Jesus is not dumb. He's not. He's not thinking like, I'm going to ask him this question, and I want to know yes or no. No, he asked that because he was looking for desire and faith. Do you long to be healed? Do you have the faith? Do you have the desire? Or are you okay with just sitting and wallowing? You see the way the man is. You see his condition when he answers Jesus back in 7. I have no one to help lower me into the water. And on top of that, whenever I try, someone always gets in front of me. I don't know about y'all, but he sounds like my children every time I ask them to do a chore. Like, oh, well, I can't yet, or, oh, it's not working out. You see his condition, and it provides instant clarity. And that's what Jesus wanted. Could you imagine saying that to Jesus? I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, if Jesus asked me, do you long to be healed? I'd be like, yes. Like, I would not be like, well, I just can't get it. And it's too hard. I would be way too afraid. Like, no, yes, maybe. I don't know. Just do it. You know, I am that way, though. I get very shy and nervous with authority. So there's that. But we do this all the time. We make excuses. We blame others. It's never our fault because we truly don't like to see the person inside. We think we're good. We think we're a good person, or we feel like we have it all together all the time. I'm the first one to tell you. It's not me. If any one of you guys are my neighbors, I'm sure you hear me yelling at my kids all the time. I don't have it together. I know I see you, Jenny. She's like, I know, you know, it's true. It's like we don't always have it together. And to make excuses is the lack of us, the not want to look inside, the shame, the embarrassment. It's really what it is. We can't be transparent with ourselves on our own because time and history has shown we lie a lot. It's humanity. It is what it is. We want to make ourselves feel good. We're the feel-good people. I showed Ashley a picture today, and this probably isn't relevant, but it's going to be relevant right now. It was a picture from Mother, Son, 2017, I think, to now. And I had just had a baby, but I was overweight, and I put them close to each other. And if I could show you the photo, I'm pretty sure I will. I mean, I'm not ashamed of it, but it's not up here. It was like night and day. But I sent her a GIF of people who are like, you're not fat. When you ask people, like, do I look good in this? It's like, you look great. It's like, no, you look terrible. Get it together. Like, stop. So anyways, that's what that reminded me of. It's like one of those moments where it's like, we don't need to be feeling good. We need to really be transparent with ourselves, because otherwise we're never going to grow with Christ and we can't be the people we need to be. It's easy to sit where we're at because it's comfortable. This man had been sitting for 38 years. He was comfortable. I mean, I get it. He couldn't move, but like, you can inch. Like, you know, I'm just like picturing him laying there like, you just like move, you know, like an inch, like quarter inch. I don't know. I'm not really good at math, so I don't know how long that would take. But just like kind of like scooch, you know, like, I don't know if you could just like kind of roll. I don't get momentum. I have no idea. But it's comfortable, and we like to make excuses. I figured this out at our emerging cohorts multiplication. I don't know what it is, really. They invited me to it, and it's really cool, but I think it's for building churches. Is that right, Cody? Like, multiply the church? I think so. I should be in that, shouldn't I? They should have invited me. Anyways, I came up to this profound thing where I was like, something in this context where I forgot what the question was they asked, but I realized I had been sitting in my anxiety for a really long time. And I had handed it over many of times, but I was still sitting in it because I was comfortable. It's what I was used to. It had been my life for the past 10, almost a year of just like, you know, debilitating anxiety. And no matter how much I wanted it to go, just like the man, no matter how much he wanted to be healed, I made every excuse in the book. I'm going to hand it over, but I'm going to pick it back up because this is what I'm used to. I'm comfortable here. No matter how much I hate it, I'm comfortable. And I don't remember the time, nor do I remember the date, but I remember where I was sitting. And it was like a month ago, so I mean, I feel like that's good enough. From that day forward, when I could hear him say, "Do you long to be healed?" I said, "Yes." And I will tell you, I have not had debilitating anxiety since then. I may be nervous. That's just my nature when I speak and those type of things. But I haven't not wanted to leave my house. I haven't dreaded going to work. I haven't dreaded being out in a social place. And the freedom in that, the transparency in that, oh. Literally, like I could breathe again. Jesus brought me and allowed me to see who I truly am in him in that moment. And I'm forever grateful for that. So today I would ask, have you answered Jesus' question for your life in transparency with yourself? Remember, he's asking to reveal ourselves gently but directly. And he's looking for desire and faith, not yes or no. Because anyone can say yes or no. And my favorite part, Jesus invites us to live as he sees us. Amen? Jesus invites us to live as he sees us. He says to the man, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." He's like, get up. That man, is, like we said, he didn't say yes or no. He gave him excuses. But by grace, he said, stand up and walk. Go, you're no longer having to sit here anymore. The crazy thing is that these people who were there, and especially this man, because they only talk about the man, is that they were seeking this I don't want to say, it's not the right word to say, but superstition, I guess, yeah, maybe? Superstition of this pool, this healing pool, instead of seeking out the man who came to heal, who was the healer. So they were seeking water to heal them when they had been given a Savior who could heal them already without all of this hoping and waiting and for this angel to swirl it up. I think of those kids who like go in Doughboys and swirl it like this and then they go, you know, like, none of you get that? Okay. You know, like, he was the healer. And he sought him out. Sometimes I come up with really good things, and I'm like, what, Holy Spirit? Anyways, you should write that down. Just kidding. Yeah, the swirl thing. Write that one down. That was the best part. Yeah, I think by his ridiculous grace, he healed that man, and that man no longer had to live in that endless cycle. I mean, who knows if he was there the whole time, day and night? Who knows if he had friends who carried him in and out? Who knows? But he no longer had to live in that cycle. Now, going back to my first illustration about me, you know, living the good life on Friday and Saturday night. I remember when Jesus invited me to truly live as he saw me. I was going to church and I was doing all those things, but I hadn't taken his invitation seriously. I was afraid of looking within myself because I had to fix things that I didn't want to touch. I had to be reminded of things that I had done and needed to be healed from. And that was scary, and I didn't want to do it. So I hid. Did all the good things, and then I hid. It was very non-transparent and shallow. That was my relationship. And that's not what he invites us into. And so for the first time, I could see who I truly was. I was able to step in to a life, the life that God had for me. And sometimes I question it. Like being up here, I question, really? Is that what you want? I'm not sure. But I step into it knowing that this is what he's called me to. This is who he's made me. And I'm okay with it. I'm free in it. And that allows me to be completely transparent with myself and own those things. I no longer had to wait for the false promise of my own perspective of who I was or who others thought I was. And that's the beauty of accepting his invitation. So do you believe you deserve to live the way Jesus sees you? Sometimes that's really what it boils down to. If you believe you deserve it. Because like that man, we lie in our junk. We sit in it for a long time. We make up excuses. And then we think, there's no hope for me now. I can't get towards that pool. Someone beats me every time. Or I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve it. This is a hard question that we need to truly ask ourselves. Transparency is a hard thing to hone and to understand. I think Ashley and Cody touched on that last week. What we think transparency is, you know, too much, too little, finding the in-between. And especially when it comes down to being transparent with ourselves and how Jesus handles us within it. As we can see, it is with grace and intentionality. The way he does that is seeing us when we can't see ourselves. He sees us when we can't see ourselves. That's how he does it. He helps us see ourselves, and then he invites us to live with him the way he sees us. Jesus needs us to be transparent with ourselves for us to do kingdom work. I want you to hear that. Because Jesus needs us to be transparent with ourselves to do kingdom work. Because if you can't be transparent with yourselves, it's not going to mean anything. You're going to be that two-life person. I want to invite the worship team back up. I'm really sorry this wasn't like a real fluffy sermon for you on a Mother's Day, but I feel like it's what God was saying and needed to be heard. I know that it's hard, and I know it's Mother's Day, and no one wants to cry. No one wants to get their makeup a mess. But I didn't go over this with Cody or Ashley, so I'm winging it. Sorry. I'm actually going to have people on the side to pray with you if you need it. If you are that man who has been lying for 38 years, not being able to see yourself because you're so stuck in a fog that you no longer can see past anything. But God sees you. Jesus looks, he's looking straight at you. He's wanting to show you who you are so that you can be transparent. He's wanting to invite you to live that way so that you can do kingdom work. So if you feel like that today, that is what you need. Someone just to pray for you that you're ready to accept his question and be healed in whatever it is. There will be people on the side. If I can have Jason. Jane. Shelley, would you mind? And Megan. Is that okay? Thank you. Get prayer, please. Don't be ashamed. We all need it. I'm going to pray us. I'm going to pray us out. Lord, I just thank you so much for this time that we get to spend together, Lord. Even though it's Mother's Day and the word wasn't light and fluffy, Lord, I know you were speaking to hearts and people, that people are in here wanting to live the way that you see them, to show them who they truly are so that they can do your work, Lord. So today I pray that they get the courage, if they need it, to stand up, pick up their mat and walk. Get prayer. Make this the day, May 12th, 2019, the day that Jesus said, "Do you long to be healed?" And they respond with desire and faith, that we all respond with desire and faith. Lord, we thank you so much for all you do for us, the way that you see us in the middle of our mess. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Ashley.